Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It's that time again. It's time for another progress report update with United Way Perth Huron. Elizabeth Cooper is here in studio. Good morning, Elizabeth. I'm glad you made it through the fog this morning.
It was very foggy. Yes, man. Absolutely. But I did bring a cowbell with me because I have something to celebrate.
Well, it's a celebrating as a community. Take it away.
That's right. Well, we are at 70%.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, actually, we have excelled the 70% mark. I thought we would be celebrating it today, but as of yesterday, we have gone up to 74%. So in 1 week, we went up 10%, which is really incredible. I think because all of the Christmas mail has come in and donations have were piling up over the holidays, and we've processed quite a few donations, and we have surpassed 70%, and we're at 74 now. So that's pretty amazing to be able to celebrate that today. So I'll just tell you, we've raised $1,689,000.
That is huge. That is just great news this morning.
Pretty great. Yeah. So really only about 25% to go. Our campaign ends at the end of March. So if you have already donated, we want to thank you so much for caring for your community. And there is still time to give if you have not. In fact, there's two workplace campaigns right now that are finishing up. So FIO Automotive and Steelcraft are participating through their payroll deduction. So big shout out to them.
Okay, and we have lots happening. Can we talk about the Community Services Recovery Fund applications, which are now open?
They are, yes. This is a federal fund. So the federal government of Canada has a Community Services Recovery Fund, and we are blessed to be able to help distribute that. So us, United Waste of Canada, as well as the Canadian Red Cross and Community Foundations of Canada, we are helping to distribute $4 million across the country. So we are able to here in Perth distribute this funding locally. And what this is, I'll explain it. It's a fund to help nonprofits and charitable organizations recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. So if you want to adapt your offices or modernize that can better support recovery in your communities, you can apply for this.
Okay.
Really great fund. Yeah. You have until February the 21st, and you can find out through our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, under our funding tab. And there's you'll get linked to other links about how to apply. There are webinars about how to apply and question and answers. So money is out there.
Yeah, and this is an amazing part about United Way Perth Huron and United Way in general. When you have recovery fund applications like this that are now available, there is funding that is available.
Yeah, that's right. And right here in Stratford, Perth, here in Perth, it is available to you. You do have to be a nonprofit or charitable organization to apply. So there are some kind of quick questions to answer. So before you do the great big longer application process to find out. So
sounds good.
Yeah, it's really great.
Again, Community Services Recovery Fund.ca is also a website where you can get details. We've got more events coming up. Coldest Night of the Year, of course, we've talked about that for Saturday, February 25th at Upper Queen's Park. That benefits Stratford Perth ShelterLink and Stratford Connection Center. But let's talk about an initiative. We've had so many people creating their own events to help out United Way Perth Huron, including our own Liz Cooper.
That's right. Yes. Well, you know, I like beer, Jamie, as do you. And who doesn't like cheese? So we're going to have a beer and cheese tasting event at Jobsite Brewery on February the 15th. So the day after Valentine's Day.
Right.
You want to take your partner to a nice event the day after. So there are five cheeses that the Milky Way will be providing. And Phil at Jobsite will be matching those cheeses with some beers. And we'll also have a cured meat as well, because, you know, you want to mix it up a little bit. And then you also get a free glass to take home.
Oh, that is awesome. So it's a beer and cheese tasting. And again, this is a fundraiser for United Way Perth Huron, with all proceeds going to United Way Perth Huron. Tickets are just $35. And what's the best way to get tickets for this?
The best way is to walk in go into our local businesses. So go into Milky Way on Ontario Street. Liz Payne has tickets there. Go into job sites, and they have tickets there. They're $35. We prefer cash, but there is a website listed on the envelope if you need to do e-transfer. But a really great deal for a little a nice evening out. And it's also educational. You're going to learn about the beers.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's always an educational element to it.
You bet. Yes.
Beer and cheese tasting. Again, we should remind people it sold out last time.
That's correct.
Don't wait till the last minute.
That's right. Yeah, sold out last time. So, and all proceeds go to United Way Perth Huron.
Lots happening. Be a part of it and help out this great community with United Way Perth Huron. Again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website for details. Liz Cooper, thanks very much, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Jamie. See you next time.